It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Murnell with KRWG News. School bus drivers in Las Cruces have ended their strike after one day. On Thursday, drivers said that the company they work for, STS New Mexico, have not negotiated with them in almost 2 weeks. Dean Abrams, president of Las Cruces Transportation Federation Local 6341, told me that a bus driver shortage is causing safety concerns for students.
It's basically about the kids. I mean, they're putting too many, the kids are getting put on the bus. We're having to do 2-3 routes is more than we're supposed to do. The more kids put on it and the more hours we drive, it's a safety issue. The mechanics are all driving, so they're not working on the buses. All the staff's driving. If a bus breaks down, there's nobody to bring a spare bus. And if the mechanics are driving, they're not working on the buses. So are the buses safe? They're not being maintained, apparently, because there's nobody maintaining them.
In an email statement to KRWG News, STS New Mexico says they will continue good faith negotiations. The company said they will be adding 100 new fully air-conditioned buses to the fleet next year. KRWG News has reached out to the company for additional comment. Final cannabis zoning recommendations have been submitted to the Doniana County Commission, which is scheduled to vote on the proposal in late November. In depth, here's Madison Staten.
Doniana County Commissioners have published cannabis zoning recommendations from the county's Planning and Zoning Commission, allowing for a 30-day public comment period prior to a final vote. While adult-use cannabis is legal on the state level, Doniana County still has the authority to set time, place, and manner restrictions. This includes establishing the need for special use permits in select areas, such as T3 and T4 residential zones. County Community Development Planner Albert Casillas says the commission is recommending that certain restrictions in T2 rural zones be eliminated, including the need for special use permits for select growers.
Well, one of the recommendations from the PNC to the BLCC was that cannabis micro businesses be allowed by right on the T2 district.
Planning and Zoning Commissioner Robert Zerniak also recommended eliminating the need for a special use permit in T3 and T4 residential zones due to a distancing requirement that would ensure a 300-foot distance between cannabis establishments in places like schools and residential areas.
If it's 300 feet away from a residence, it seems to me that's far enough that it should be allowed. If it's within 300 feet, it's going to kick it up to a special use permit anyway. So you're really only allowing the use if it's far enough away from residences. They're not going to be allowed in the center of the communities because they're always going to bump up against the residents.
Ultimately, other members of the commission said special use permits in residential zones are necessary to ensure residents have an opportunity to provide public comment, including Commissioner Daniel Lear, who emphasized the need to treat cannabis establishments the same as other businesses like wineries.
When you permit something in any zone, you basically exclude any public comment from future neighbors. I think it's unfair for them to be able to move into a neighborhood and get no feedback from their future neighbors. We do that for a winery. We do it for a wine tasting room. Those are all special use permits.
But some cannabis producers argue that while there's a case for cannabis retailers to be under more restrictions, cannabis growers should be treated the same as other agriculture producers. Community Development Planner Albert Casillas says that a lack of uniform crop treatment comes down to current state guidelines.
The difference is that the state hasn't adopted cannabis as part of their agricultural definition. We still have to come up with rules and regulations for the growing of cannabis. You know, I'm hoping that maybe later on, if cannabis does become legalized, you know, all throughout the country, then, you know, we might be able to compare it just as a regular crop, and therefore, you know, restrictions might be a little bit less.
Counties across New Mexico are working on cannabis zoning requirements. Some, like Bernalillo County, have yet to finalize their own recommendations, while others, like Santa Fe County, finalized cannabis zoning policy in July. According to the Santa Fe Reporter, the Santa Fe County Planning Commission originally recommended restricting cannabis growers to ranching, agricultural, and rural zones. The county commissioners ultimately voted to expand where growers will be allowed, though all other zones require permit applications. Within Doniana County, the fight for a less restrictive permitting process continues, with cannabis stakeholders like Jason Estrada stressing the need to allow greenhouses without the need for a special use permit.
You cannot grow cannabis right now and have it ready for next year outdoors.
All the growers in here, if they have to get a special use permit to put a temporary structure over their cannabis plants, will not be ready by April 1st.
The Doña Ana County Planning and Zoning Commission recommended fewer restrictions for greenhouse use in select zones, as community development planner Albert Casillas describes.
We're saying, you know, you're allowed to do that by right if you're in the T2 or T3, if you're assessed as ag. If you're not assessed as ag, then, you know, you do have to get a special use permit. But if you're already assessed as ag, it doesn't matter if you're growing outdoors or indoors.
The Doña Ana County Board of Commissioners will further review cannabis zoning recommendations in late November. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Madison Staten.